Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. If you like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. Everybody, you're listening to a new episode of the Northern Nerd After Hours. And like most of our After Hours episodes, this one included more utter debauchery. And we had Gary and Taylor, some of my friends, over, as well as a special guest appearance from Bo Peterson, who was a previous guest on the podcast. This episode includes some strong language. Just a little heads up there in case you have little ears around. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast After Hours. Welcome Ian, Gary, Taylor, and James. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Woo. Hello.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you guys.
Hey, long time listeners, first time callers.
Yes.
You ever heard the expression "too many cooks in the kitchen"?
Yeah.
We're going to put that to
the test today.
Rest. Yeah. Put that theory.
We're putting that to rest, yeah.
Put that test to the rest.
More cooks should be in the kitchen. Yeah. Where else should the cooks be?
Yeah, but if there's too many.
Never could be too many.
Yeah.
If we got
it's going to be great, James.
Yeah. I can't wait for Gary to go on a racist rant.
We're easing in.
No, jokes, right. jokes.
Shots fired.
right away. We'll see. It might just be Ian and I at the end of this. We'll see.
So, who can ever fit in the TT thing we were talking about naturally wins the prize.
Which you get to do the Frankenstein shot again?
You can't just yell it. It has to be like sly, like in a sense.
Okay.
Like,
this is pre-show banter.
Yeah, you'll find out later because someone will win the prize. So.
Mm-hmm. There'll be alarm and balloons and everything. Yeah, we were just enjoying some different kind of brews here and just catching up and stuff like that. But Ian, you just got back from a trip out to Colorado for a wedding. How was that?
Well, and you just got back from Colorado. We're both in Colorado recently.
Yeah, very recently.
But yeah, nearly missed each other. Really good. I don't know. I'll probably reference some highlights throughout.
Yeah.
But very good. Spent some time with a close friend and got to experience Denver properly for the first time and just ate like as much as I could possibly eat and drank a bunch of good beer and just had a lot of fun. And got to experience a little snow out there too, you know, because why not take that with you when you leave here?
Right.
And a really nice wedding and everything. So a very, very good trip out to the mountains.
Awesome.
Did you smoke any weed?
Wow. Our guest, Gary, hitting with the hard questions right away.
Gary, you're forever in the podcast.
It's a fair question. It's legal out there.
No, you can say you didn't smoke it if you ingest it. You could just say no.
Just make sure you wink when you say you
I don't
didn't.
Want to lie to the people. Yes, beautiful place.
Yes.
Do you, from just attending a wedding, do you have any tips for these newlyweds, wedding coming? What would you do?
Yeah, Gary and Taylor are married here soon.
Yeah, some context for the people. What would you change from their... They're
just throw them under.
Their shitty wedding.
Would you...
Oh from this God. Tragedy of a wedding.
Would you hire Donald as a DJ?
Listen.
Well, you always
wait, are you that. Asking like from my wedding or from the one I just attended?
Both. Perspective.
Said,
just some tips.
All
right, well, you're just... You're putting me on blast right now.
No, these guys have no perspective.
Being called.
I just want you to say some silly shit.
What could be better, just what would you add?
Just say, don't do open...
Just give me my thoughts.
Just be like, don't do open bar.
Tell us what to do.
Let's get more cooks in here.
Yeah, let's do it.
The wedding I was just at was actually really, really nice. Very like there was no drama at all. It was almost weird. It was very pleasant. Everyone's
so
super happy.
Very little family.
So we should add more drama.
You should get wild. Designate some family member to like just rile stuff up, and then give them a bunch of liquor.
Yep.
To add.
Let me think.
I always thought like, sorry to piggyback, like.
Just ask me a question, then cut me off again.
Yeah, I'll jump back in.
Wow.
I think it's hilarious that when weddings are like open bar from 2 hours of open bar. So like after that, you have to pay. So like from 5 to 7.
Put in work.
Just drink yourself to like death. Right. Like order 4 at a time. Yeah. I don't think the open bar thing works. It's a bad plan.
What do you mean? You don't think it works to do an open bar? You think people should pay the whole time, you're saying?
No, I think you offer a free thing.
It makes people sloppy.
Yeah, because they drink too fast. No, the time slot open bar for weddings.
Oh, I see.
Where it's like, it's open bar from 5 to 7, then you got to pay. People just get annihilated in that 2-hour window. And then.
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes it better for me.
DJing wise,
yeah,
because people are like, yeah,
no matter what you play, they love it,
right? Yeah, so I'll take it, I'll take it as a DJ. It works for me.
You can play the same song 7 times in a row, and they're like, keep going, Freebird. Right.
Yeah, I've gotten stuff requested quite a bit, but
back to Ian's insight. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what were you saying?
It's all good. I think, I don't know, for wedding advice, you know, just like, just make sure to have fun. Honestly, it's one of the biggest things. I feel like sometimes there is a lot of planning. There's a lot of details and everything, but like the whole point of it is because you're so in love that you're just like, we have to be together. Mm-hmm. So that's what the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that matters. And of course it's good to appease family, do all that stuff, but make sure to have like fun. That's one part. Make sure you eat your food, eat and stay hydrated during your wedding. So these are advice pieces for you guys. And then conceptually for the wedding, I would say like in getting a well-established dance going right away is critical. You got to have the dance floor right away and sustained. Mm-hmm.
Don't wait too long to do your first dance.
That's all.
Like after dinner.
I think we should have Nicole Nathan.
I'm saying
choreograph a first dance.
You should absolutely.
Like shout out Nicole if you're listening.
If you wait too long,
flash mob.
No.
Some like doves flying off.
I don't see that as being their style.
I like a new segment. Sorry, I interrupted on your. But
no, it's all good.
Marriage. No,
he's not sorry. Ian.
No, marriage corner with Ian.
Tough titties.
Because he's the only tough. Oh, he went.
Out the gate, less than 10 minutes in.
Guys, listeners, this one's not so much for you, it's for us. So bear with us.
Chug it.
Yeah, marriage corner with Ian.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm just saying, I don't like, you know, that seems like I don't know, sure.
Yeah.
I can address it. Yeah. I don't know, I'm like some sage marriage master or that I want to like give other people advice.
I'm very happy
in my marriage. Like, it'll be 5 years in next month.
Yeah, congratulations.
I was just saying, none of us are married and they're about to be married, so that was relevant.
About to be.
Yeah.
And then maybe about to, and then maybe about to.
Yeah.
So we have lots of boutas.
Yeah, but that's when the podcast dies.
So like, should my marriage corner be like trying to convince people not to
get married,
because I'll try to get you guys to bail? Like, I wouldn't. It's pretty freaky.
Ian's divorce corner.
I'll do divorce both sides. No, I'll play both sides.
I'll play, it's just devil's advocate for himself.
Don't do it with Ian.
I will say like one of the funny features of like it of the wedding is the gathering of family who might not always necessarily jive or just be on like different wavelengths and stuff. And like at the most recent wedding, there was an uncle who like totally was razzing the groom about like, you know, it's not too late. You know, this like the night before the wedding.
There's always time.
There's always time that you could, you know, you kind of nudge him. And so I was just like, okay, so at what point?
Kicked his ass
like,
in the parking lot.
Stuffed him in a gunny sack and put him in the trunk.
That's the last time you'll ask him.
The crazy uncle that's like, you know, you could be like me, man. Like, just live free. You want a bump? You know, we can get out of here right now. Like, no, uncle, I'm good.
The truck's running. Yeah. We can go right now. I'll get you out of town.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Get you a passport. We can be in Key. I was going to say Key Largo. Yeah, I was like, you need a passport to go to Florida nowadays.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Dalton, bring us to some point of a subject, I guess. I don't know. We're off the rails.
Well, we started with a story about a trip out to Colorado, and I was just out there not too long ago. But do you guys have any travel plans coming up here? Have your eyes set on any places?
We just got back from Florida.
Yeah. But we want our honeymoon to be in Mexico.
Cabo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Amy Sportle.
Yeah.
Amy Sportle. They just bought a place in Cabo, so we might rent from them for our honeymoon.
Shout out to the Sportles. They're like some of the coolest people in the whole world.
We just had them on the show not too long ago, back in January.
Their place is beautiful. So if anyone's looking for a vacation, I highly recommend you rent from the Sportles. Hashtag ad.
I was going to say, do they need a referral code to get your commission?
This is our promo code with this ad. Gary and Taylor.
Now we're sounding like a real podcast. Mm. Enter promo code Taylor for 20% off.
This is actually commercial break the whole time.
Yeah. But you guys did your bachelor and bachelorette party down in Florida.
Yes.
Do you guys have any stories to share from said weekend, or does that stay in Florida?
Louis Welter was there.
Louis, that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's pretty much it.
Louis is like the last guest we need.
The last.
Like the last.
This is like the infinity.
Like it's all done.
The infinity stone. It's the final one.
Yeah. Some Thanos. Like
it's Louis.
Everything is complete.
I am inevitable. Yeah. It's Louis. Louis.
For sure. But.
But no, there wasn't anything crazy going on. Just a lot of drinking. A lot of.
I got you wore a crab and or fish.
You're not sure?
You don't know.
No, there's.
But you were bitten.
Yeah, there's definitely marks.
Nice.
Day one. It's snowed. Day one.
Wow.
Got bit.
Okay.
That's a good way. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah. Go fuck
yourself. Earn the E.
Yes. James, what about you? You and Bree have any plans for this summer?
For my birthday, we're going to try to escape, but we don't have a plan yet. But their wedding's right after that, so
okay,
we have to be back promptly or save
they're
money
not gonna
and
be
do
back
it.
For them.
Yeah, well,
it's
never.
Gonna be like the hangover, but yeah, get back in time for Gary and Taylor's wedding.
Bree gets kidnapped and all that. It's crazy.
Then Liam Neeson's comes in.
Neeson's plural.
I love how ruthless we are on pronunciation on the show. Miss say one thing.
No, he put it on blast. He did that on purpose.
But hashtag Jandras.
I like Liam Neeson's
movies. What up, Bo?
Dude, have you seen all of Liam Neeson's new movies where it's just a job where he's like, Liam Neeson's is the account. Like, it's like the
cashier at Walmart.
The cashier. And it's like, it's just like, this cashier has had his last day. Like, he's like, just. He just takes a day job and then murders 44 people because they like disrespected his daughter once. Oh. Yeah, Liam Neeson's is the podcaster.
Oh my
Do you think
gosh.
We get Liam on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, totally. QuiCon Jim, let's get him on.
DM him.
QuiCon? Is that what it is? Or is it YCon?
It's Qui-Gon.
Oh,
the G in there. QuiCon?
I'm just going to shut up.
What are we even talking about?
Batman.
Liam Neeson's. All right.
Obviously.
If you're this far into the show, folks, thank you for tuning in. What do you guys... I feel like there's been a lot of news lately with the Green Bay Packers and stuff like that.
Don't even go there.
We got it sent in by a fan that we had to talk about and what our take was.
Who's the fan? We need to hear about this on air.
Is this somebody on Instagram?
What's their Insta handle? You're getting shouted out right now.
I'm Team Aaron.
Team Aaron.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Their team Packers. They hate.
We can say. They can talk.
I'm torn. I don't know.
Can you throw in Natalie and Brugelajola?
Ooh, yeah.
Torn right there?
I could.
Right on the hood.
But I won't.
Fix it in there.
I respect the show too
Post
much.
Credits.
Jody Knutson.
Not a fan.
Jody Knutson.
Hi, Jody.
Well, she asked us to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
That's what we'll do. Okay, so in the last 10 years, the Packers' first-round picks, it's been 9 defensive players and his replacement, Jordan Love. So those are the last 10 picks. So they've done nothing like to take high end players to support Aaron, and he brings them to the I mean, they keep making the NFC Championship.
Two in a row.
If you take that Jordan Love and apply a Justin Jefferson, or a, you know, like, you know, or it, you know, they just, I think they just aren't putting his best interests at heart. He is a one of a kind talent. They should go all in every year. And I don't think they're not spending the money. They're not like paying the tax, doing everything to capitalize on everything. So I think he's has a point in being like, you guys are, he sees Tom Brady go to a place, win, beat him in the NFC Championship, win the Super Bowl, when he goes to a place where they're like, do you, everything's yours, all the weapons you want, we're going to get for you. Mm-hmm. So I think he wants that. But also I think he's sick of Green Bay. He is a California kid, the Jeopardy stuff, the Hollywood girlfriend, actress, like, mm-hmm. I think he's kind of burnt out on, but at the same time, like, that's not going to read well to Green Bay. Like, I know he, like, he's going to abandon, it's like, you're going to abandon us. Like, we're a good team, but I think he has a point in being mad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Going like, to, the well way, stated. They're not going to trade him. It's going to get ugly.
I'm curious to hear another perspective.
It's going
to
get really ugly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, but.
Gary, what are your thoughts?
Gary is more of a Packer
Gary
fan.
Gary just rolled up his sleeves.
Gary loves the Packers.
I am a big Packer fan, but they did fuck up drafting Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have done that.
But.
Like James was saying, we've been in the championship 2 years in a row. Like, why would he leave and go to fucking Denver or
right.
some other horseshit team in the West? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No reason for it.
There's not a team that he could go to where he'd be kind of set up a little bit better. Like he doesn't have like a, they haven't drafted a receiver in the first round or anything like that, but they have Mercedes
plays.
Lewis.
He can make plays happen though, too.
Yeah.
They got Devontae.
Yeah. But, great player himself.
But yeah. The pack, like you mm-hmm. said, like the grass isn't greener on Denver. It's not Oakland. The teams he listed are,
I think the grass is literally greener in Denver.
In Green Bay.
From what I've heard. Right. That's what I heard.
The grass is definitely legaler. And
hey. Legaler.
Yeah.
Legal. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
That's a new word.
But all the places you want to go had legal weed. He's like, I'm just sick of this.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, figure it out, Wisconsin, by the way. Just bleeding out. This is my 5 second rant.
Yeah.
Bleeding money to the UP of Michigan and bleeding money to Chicago for not having legal weed. Figure that shit out.
Yeah.
I think they said $165 million of revenue that could be brought in. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't care how you feel about the topic. You're telling me we couldn't use the money in our state? Just figure it out. It's not crack.
Right.
It's fucking, it's everyone's smoking it anyway. So get it figured out.
Get it.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, Jody. I didn't mean to throw that tangent into our Packer conversation.
But and I just saw something today that like Adam Schefter's sources weren't even legit.
Schefter, not an N.
There's no chef.
Schefter.
What? Gosh dang, Adam guy from ESPN.
Dalton has edit ability on this, so he can just make it.
No, but I can't like dub. That wouldn't feel natural at all.
Cut
like,
Gary out Schefter. Completely.
You just hear me. I have a voiceover.
Schefter.
Yeah.
But just, you have to Stephen Hawking edit all of it,
right?
Where it's Schefter. Like Microsoft, like
Aaron Schefter. Yes.
But anyways, he came out and said like he didn't really have any like sources. It was just information that he had gathered from just watching everything. Yeah, but there was no like Aaron didn't text him or. Nobody from inside the organization texted him, and he just so happened to drop that on like draft day
from Max.
Wow, that seems a little too convenient. Like,
like you said, like he's never said anything about the situation himself.
Right. Well, which is also like, all right. Well, he hasn't discussed it, so that's like one side of it. But also, again, he hasn't discussed it, so he hasn't really come out and said like, no, I'm you know 100% with the Packers, or yes, I'm frustrated, but I'm still going to be with them next year, kind of thing. So.
My favorite report was it was like Ian Rappaport, who's really respected like football reporter. Mm-hmm. He was like, Jeopardy executives were really impressed with Aaron Rodgers. He has a legit chance. Like if he's going to hang him up, he has the job. And it's like, he's not quitting football. Jeopardy. Like, for, like, not, yeah, he want, I know he wants to host Jeopardy, but like,
yeah,
it's like, eh, I'm done. Like, peak of my career, just won MVP. Like,
Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeopardy. Let's do it.
It's like, bigger things have come along. But he said, like, I mean, he could do it, they said, with, it only films for like 46 days or something like that.
That'd be on the team that he gets traded to. He'd have to like negotiate the contract. Like, he, like, can you imagine if they lose a big game on Sunday and he's like, well, I'm going to miss Monday, Tuesday for Jeopardy. Like, the sport blogs would just be like, not committed. Like, you know, like if they don't, it's just it's like a brush things. Fire, right? Like, it's just going to spread like crazy. But
yeah, it should be interesting to see how it all plays out. And hopefully we still see him back there and not seeing Jordan Love. But if it comes to that, so be it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
We're
going
to go 3 for 3, though. We got Favre, Rodgers, Love. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Three Hall of Fame, winning one Super Bowl each. We'll have three Super Bowls when it's all said and done.
Fuck the Lions, fuck the Vikings, and fuck the Bears.
And there's our sports corner. Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jody.
I just want to hear you repeat that every week in Gary's sports corner.
Right.
That's
hey,
it.
Gary, how's it going in the world of sports?
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Done. I'm out.
Yep.
First things first, fuck the Lions. You know, the Bears, they're, you know, fuck them too. I know they got a new shiny quarterback, but, you know, they can just burn in hell. And all, otherwise, who else is in the division? Oh, them,
no one else.
The Vikings.
No one else.
Oh, my gosh.
Kirk Cousins, you like that?
Gary's sports corner.
You were turning a little hawking there at the end.
I was going to say.
You like that?
You're like super fan Bears, yeah. Like, you know, thing turned a little hawking at the end.
Yeah.
You know.
Gosh. Well, do you guys have any recommendations?
For what?
Just anything.
That was just the best segue ever.
Just anybody got any recommendations? God, we are in a hole right now, just shoveling our way out. Any recommendations? On anything, literally anything.
I recommend we take a brief hiatus to collect ourselves. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Yes.
Can we like eat, like ease into something? Where it's like, hey, all right, what's your biggest fear in life?
Bo Peterson is outside.
Oh no!
Oh my God! The Yingling.
How many more of those you got?
We got a special guest appearance here from Bo Peterson.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's cold out here and it's raining on my head. I got
you want to come inside?
I don't know how to get inside.
Well, come around the corner and we'll get you in the house.
Come around the corner sounds like The Shining or something.
Go over where the cars are.
Yeah, where the cars are. All right, that was Bo Peterson coming up.
Did you hear us, Bo? Like, did you hear us talking about him? And also, he's like, I'll be there.
So we've reached the halfway point in our show, and I just want to give you this small reminder that if you're planning on traveling this summer, to make Hayward one of your destinations and the Northwoods of Wisconsin one of your destinations. There's plenty of things to do here, like we've previously talked about on the show, from different outdoor activities to different places that you'll eat at and different local small businesses that you'll shop at. There's plenty to do and explore here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So we hope you visit us sometime soon, and if you do, be sure to hit us up on either our Facebook page or our Instagram page at the Northern Nerd, and we'd be happy to maybe give you a little tour of the area and show you around and hang out for a bit. So we appreciate you listening to the show, and now let's get back to it.
Hey, just want to give a quick shout out to our three listeners from the UK as we start this next segment of the show. Bloody hell. Is that where you're going with it? No? Okay.
Hello there.
Oh my gosh. All right. Welcome back. So our next segment here is called Rex, recommendations that we have that can pretty much come from anywhere, whether it's music, movies, or anything we've really enjoyed lately that we just want to recommend to you, our listeners. So I guess I can kick it off to get things going here. I've recently watched quite a few just documentaries on Netflix. You know, just been kind of looking for something different other than movies and things like that. And I checked out one called The Last Blockbuster, where it talked about the last existing blockbuster that's in Bend, Oregon. That was pretty cool. It was just very like...
Shout out to Schutz.
Yeah, the Schutz. I don't know, it was very nostalgic. Like, I just it brought back a lot of memories of going to video stores and stuff like that, growing up, and like what my Friday nights typically look like back then. But then I also checked out one called The Orange Years that talked about the start of Nickelodeon and how they're coming up with fresh content and how they're trying to be different from Disney. And then the last one that I, watched on Monday night was The Millers versus the Machines. It's like an animated movie. I enjoyed it as an adult. There was a lot of laugh out loud moments that and not just because I'm a second grade teacher, but I think like any family or adult would enjoy it. There's a lot of cool graphics and stuff like that put into it. So if you're looking for documentaries or that movie to watch, like with the family, or I highly recommend those three things. James, kick it over to you.
I'll jump in. So Top Chef, it's a highly competitive reality cooking show. It's like on their 18th season. They go to a different city every time.
Okay.
But if you like food and reality TV, which I'm not a big reality TV guy, but
yeah,
they don't build on drama. It's just basically about the food, and it's just so fun to watch. Like all the, they're insane. Like the stuff they can do with food. So
yeah,
they're in Portland right now, which it's really cool. If you have been to Portland, or if anyone's been to Portland, you can kind of relate to, they always go to like local places that you recognize and pay homage to all this, the city they're at. But we'll check that out. The movie Nobody, Bob Odenkirk, famous from like Better Call Saul. He was in Breaking Bad. He was in, he's been around forever. He's
yeah, great improv.
Yeah, he was, what was that show, that old comedy show?
Mr. Show.
Mr. Show, yep. So basically, it's like John Wick movie where he's this suburban dad.
Can't wait to see us. What's it on?
It looked intriguing.
I had to rent it on, I had to pay $20 to just on demand, like video on demand, like on, off like Microsoft or Amazon. You could, it's still not out on like any platforms, but
do people like this super side note on here, but do you remember like cam movies? That was the thing like 10, 15 years ago where people would like sneak into the movie theater and record
their
phone. And sometimes it would be like pretty good where like you could see the video.
You tolerate
the sound was always a little bit off.
So if you talk to our friend that rhymes
now we have to pay $20
with, if you talk to our friend that rhymes with Bordy,
Shout out Bordy.
Get you every movie instantly, send it right over to you. Like he has it all. So don't pay for anything, just talk to
Bordy.
You know the movie The Night Before? Sorry, this is again on tangent again, but it's
is that the where they're in the museum and all the shit comes to life?
No.
This is The Night of the Museum.
right.
That's Ben Stiller.
The night before. Was that serious?
Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anthony Mackie.
It's the Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah we've talked about those.
You know the dealer in it?
Yeah.
The guy who's in that car, I forget his
Michael
name.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon, yeah. Yes.
My dude.
Super underrated.
Yeah.
He's Gordy, or he's Bordy.
He's Bordy. He's Gordy.
He kind of is. Gordy. He just shows up. He's like magical. He kind of exists in like another reality.
Shout out Bordy, because Bordy actually listens to the podcast.
Bordy,
love you. We watched Mortal Kombat together, and it was like religious. I also recommend that. But Nobody. It's basically like suburban dad, like. He's like this guy that's like midlife crisis, like his kids don't like him, he's just a lame dude working a lame job, but plot twist, he used to be like a FBI like assassin, and he gets sucked into this, back into the life that he gave up, and it's basically a B movie, like, you know what I mean by like, it's such a easy,
it doesn't take itself too seriously,
it doesn't, and then it's an hour straight of John Wick level action.
More movies should be movies. Like, too many movies take themselves way too seriously.
No, it's just pure entertainment. So
yeah.
I recommend that. And then Mare of Easttown, if you have HBO. It's Kate Winslet. Shout out Kate. She's the GOAT. It's like it's set in Philly. It's like, or like East Coast, like druggy small town, kind of like a wasteland. And she's like a detective investigating a murder of a local girl, but it's gritty, it's complex, nuanced. Check those out for shows.
Sounds good.
And also listen to Blind Melon, The Pusher, Portugal the Man. Check out all their stuff. People Say is a great song. Forest with two R's. Mm-hmm. Check out Your Soul for songs.
Sounds
That's
good.
What I got. I'm done.
All right, Gary Taylor, you guys have any recommendations?
I do. Music-wise, I definitely recommend listening to Noah Reed. I heard of him on Schitt's Creek, which is on Netflix. Great show. If you're looking Excellent for show. A show that's just full of comedy, but also serious things that you can relate to with a lot of eccentric characters that take like who they are and just push it to 10, like mm-hmm. definitely watch that. I've watched it twice, Great so you should at least watch it once.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pass on to Gary.
Gary, what about you?
I also have a music recommendation. Oh. Zach Bryan. He is kind of Tyler Childers-esque, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
If he has he has two first names, he's good to go.
He's good to go. Mm-hmm.
He's not related to Luke Bryan, is he?
I hope not.
That would ruin all this.
I was going to say they have very different styles.
I politely asked Dalton to put him on his the Musky City music, but he didn't yet, so whatever.
Episode 100 is coming out next week, so
interesting.
Oh, the anniversary, the 100th mm-hmm. could be. Yeah.
But this guy's he's kind of country-ish, but indie. Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you could pair them very easily.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific song to check out, or off the top of your head, or you'd have to look it up? Just the whole vibe.
Going South is a great one. Mm-hmm. And then there's definitely another one, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay. We'll check him out.
Zach Bryan. Yeah,
check him out.
Zach Bryan.
All right, Ian, what about you?
Awesome. I do have some music.
Grits, right? This time you elevated from oatmeal.
Right.
Grits.
James is just going to respond for me.
We're fighting this podcast. Yeah. You want a hug, bro?
I think it's because we're too far apart. It's like,
I was going to say, they are on opposite ends of the table right now.
Farther apart.
You're not laughing at my jokes. You're like rolling your eyes. So I'm like, wow. All right. So we're done.
We are. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm out. Yep. I do love grits and recently had some.
Robin's Nest?
No, I was in Colorado. I had some grits.
Hashtag ad.
Oh. Second one of the day.
Fake ad.
All right. Your recommendation, Ian.
Oh, God. Yes. So music, movies, but also I have a product recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, this one, it was going to be my fake ad, but I think it makes more sense now because there's context to it. There's this thing that exists, and it's called a Squatty Potty. Has anyone ever heard of this?
We own one.
Yep. Yes. All right. Testimonials. My fake ad was going to be Squatty Potty, elevate your shit.
Ooh.
Because what it is, if you're not familiar, is like beautiful. A little stand you can put your feet up on, and it helps you poop easier, which we talked about the concept of tough shit earlier. And oftentimes the problem is that your feet are not properly elevated to put you in optimum position to defecate. Mm-hmm. So
the more you know.
I had heard about this from a friend of mine, actually the friend who I visited when I was in Denver, and the reason it kind of got stirred back up in my head was, you know, if I was at home and occasionally had one that wasn't cooperating, I would have like the little garbage can that was in the bathroom or something, you know, it used to prop up the feet, and it worked, but it was like making do. And when I went to visit them, they had the proper Squatty Potty. I was like, I need to get one of these. This is stupid that I don't have one. And it's like a little stand about 6 inches tall that it can just go right by your toilet. And it's a good, it adds to your quality of life, I would argue. I think it makes pooping easier, and we all do it. Nobody likes to talk about poop.
Ours has been in our closet.
You should use it. It's awesome. I honestly swear by it.
It's a stool for your stool.
Yeah. So anyway,
oh,
that was
shit, fake ass.
I know. There's so many opportunities. I don't know if they're marketing this thing very well, but there's a lot of opportunities.
We know mm-hmm. we are.
So anyway, for real, it's worth a try. I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that music wise. When I was visiting a good buddy, we got nostalgic. Do you ever do that? Friends that you have that are old friends, you get nostalgic for the music that you guys listen to when, you know, maybe in older times.
When you actually saw each other.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. It'd been like 5 years. So old school Guster is a big one for us.
Okay.
So my buddy went to school at Luther, and and he's like a really good drummer and everything, and a good musician. It's always something I wish I had the natural musical kind of talent.
Yeah.
But it's, I love music, and you know, some of the older songs. If you never listen to Guster, do yourself a favor. If you're into kind of like semi jam bandy, but like good vocals and early indie alternative stuff, Lost and Gone Forever, their album from 1999, super, super good. And one of my favorite songs off of it is Demons. It's kind of this, just like, it's a little bit more of a downer song, but it's just kind of a really cool one.
Yeah.
And then for like current banger stuff right now, only a couple tracks I really know of, but Remy Wolf.
Okay.
She's young, kind of like up and coming female artist. She's got this song. It's Hello. I think it's Hello, Hello. But it's this like, I think it's going to be on an Apple commercial or something like that if it's not already out there.
Okay.
But this other song, Photo ID, had this funny experience about it. Do you ever have like these crazy synchronicities where stuff happens and there's like a corresponding thing, you know, right after that just is too coincidental to even make sense? Mm-hmm. I was playing, I'd listened to these songs a few times and I had played it for my wife, Ashley. And I played her the Photo ID song. Like we were hanging out having dinner and it's just, it's a good like dancing jamming tune.
Right.
And then this ties into another recommendation. If you haven't seen Shameless, I think I've referenced it before. Mm-hmm. They just wrapped the final season. I think they tied it up pretty nicely. But in the final episode, as we're watching the same night, like an hour after we had had dinner, mm-hmm. we watched the final episode. That song was in it, like oh, okay. in the background at the alibi. So if you're watching the series finale, in the song at the very end of the episode in the alibi as they're dancing mm-hmm. is Remy Wolf, this like young artist who I just had kind of stumbled across, and really random, super
that's,
crazy.
That's how you know Google's listening.
That's the best.
Like yeah, it was weird wild. To watch it at home.
but no, really, that's good dance stuff. And I didn't like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I mean, there's no.
There was no we don't have to feel bad. Like we don't no, have to agree.
There was no. Yeah. There was no tournament. Like they're setting up for the next.
Right, one. I can see they're going for a second one. No, I don't know. It just didn't land for me.
I went in.
I'm not like a diehard fan either, but I remember the movie as a kid. I've seen it many times.
It's like supposed to be bad. Like so, that's mm-hmm. kind of the joke about it. Like,
I get that. I don't know. It just didn't hit me right. I guess.
I agree. Yeah,
maybe if it was a different context or something.
I was disappointed. But. Like definitely disappointed, but I'm like at the
same
time.
I mean, I appreciated
like,
some of like the payoffs that, you know, that they had in there.
They're trying to make it like a Marvel movie where it's like three step.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Like, it's maybe a little too much story.
They're laying the groundwork for like the good movie.
Right, and they're building up the franchise. I know. I gotta milk the money. That's but all. Like again, this is a good example of movies just like not taking themselves too seriously. Like mm-hmm. everything doesn't have to be a 3 or 4 film epic thing.
What happened you know? To like, just yeah,
I one get good it, they movie. Make their money. I understand that, but it's sort of like I don't know. More movies could be like an hour to hour and a half instead of being like, you know, you get these big epic like well, 3 hour.
They want to just make more money off of like the.
Did anyone watch Godzilla vs. King Kong?
No, nope. I haven't seen.
That was 3 hours of what the fuck.
The issue is it's hard to commit when a movie's that long. Like,
yeah,
I can't make myself do it.
And you know, 2 hours are just going to be fake giant animals punching each other in the face.
Well, so. And I think there's certain movies that can do it. Like some of the older movies, it wasn't like in your face action for 3 hours. It's like this slow building story. So I mean, you still have to commit.
I rewatched the Rush Hours because they just went on HBO. Sure.
Yeah.
And I hadn't watched them since I was a kid. And like, yeah, there's some dated jokes. Like they're like, it's a little racist.
Like
or,
Jackie Chan Rush Hour?
Yeah. Chris Tucker, Jackie
I just
Chan.
Watched Rumble in the Bronx like literally 3 days
great
ago.
Movie.
Yeah. But
again, a very 90s movie.
That movie, like
every Jackie Chan
but the
movie.
The action's great, and then there's a bunch of comedy in between. Like it's just a fun hang. Like just make a movie that's a fun hang.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the Joker.
And speaking of the new Joker movie, that movie was 2 hours of I want to die. That was the most depressing movie I ever watched.
I just talked to a guy today who like said it was one of the movies in the last 10 years that like blew his mind.
It was really good.
I haven't seen it, and
I haven't seen it either.
It's so depressing and so dark. Like Joaquin Phoenix does a great job. It's
Right.
It's a tough hang.
That's what
I would
heard.
Not watch it during winter time then.
Right. It's a movie that you watch.
So you're not going to put it on for movie day with the kids?
No.
I watched it. Today we're watching The Joker. Kids.
All right. Mr. S is going off the deep end.
Tell your parents.
Yeah.
Like, how sad can
but
you
do
get?
Tell your therapist.
Right.
By the way, you're going to need a therapist.
Yeah. I think the reason why some of those movies kind of like build up so much with the story is because they're like, all right, well, let's see how we can work into this next step of advertising and things like that. And then they're like, oh, we can get this on cereal. Well, and speaking of like our advertising, do you guys want to get to our fake ads?
Sure.
Yeah. So do you get, James, do you have any fake ads in mind?
I got two. One's like a PSA. And is Bo still here? Is he just creeping through the doors? Sorry, guys. There's a stranger here, and he's just doing weird steps. Yeah, see? He just appeared. He's like Candyman. If you say his name three times, he appears.
Isn't that Beetlejuice?
Or that's the same. They both have the same.
It was Willy Wonka.
Bloody Mary.
They both, they all have five? The same. They all have, yeah. It's all the same. Candyman. Yeah. It's all the same concept.
He just shows up unannounced. You don't have to request his presence.
You're like,
but you don't want
God damn it, Candyman. fake ad, Robin's Nest. Go get some breakfast. It's the best in the best in the land. 7 to 2. They got some specialty stuff. Or I would say not 2. I'd say 1:45. Don't show up after 1:45. They'll kill you.
Lynn will shut the door in your face.
But roll
what
up.
What happened?
Roll up. Shout out the homie Lynn. Say James sent you. Use the podcast promo.
Heavy on promo codes this week.
We
got to pay the bills somehow.
We do.
Use the promo after dark, and she'll slap you in the face. Just say after dark. Be like, I'm here for the after dark. That's my mom, guys. Be nice. it's Mother's Day this weekend, too. So, so Robin's Nest. Shout out Lynn. Shout out 7 to 2. Shout out breakfast. And also, quick PSA. Be nice to your... This is not a fake ad. This is like a quick little...
Right.
Be nice. Be patient to your restaurants. Staffing's tough. Like, just don't be a dick. And everyone's needs employees. And it'll come around. We're getting there. Like, just have a little patience. That's all.
I like it. Sweet. Thanks, James. All right. I can do mine. Mine's not really a rag on a business or anything like that. It's more of like urban... I've really liked Urban Trek on Main Street and like their new location being like right next to Anglers. They just got a lot of cool stuff that you can go in there and find and things like that and get good deals on. I just got some like Hayward Hurricane kind of colored shoes there for like $15. But I highly recommend checking them out. Like they have some nice like thrift store items that are a little more, I guess, modern than what you'd find if you went to say a different store and you're not looking for an old man blazer or things like that. They got little stuff that can actually work with your style.
I bought Bri a sweet handbag from Urban Trek for Christmas. And she's like, I love it. And she's never used it. It just sits in the goddamn closet. But that's not on Urban Trek. That's on her.
So I was gonna say.
Shout out Urban Trek because it's a sweet ass person. She told me the other day, she's like, I can't wait to use it. I'm like, I messed up. You don't like it. But not their problem. It was sweet. It's on her.
Thanks, James. Ian, Gary, Taylor. What about you guys?
All right, I got one here. Namakagan leather. Keeping your pants up since 1871. That date is not at all correct.
But it seems
they make
legit.
A damn fine belt, and they're just really nice. I'm wearing one of their belts right now.
Take it off.
No, my pants would fall clean off.
Slap it on
the only thing holding it on is this high-quality Namakagan Valley leather belt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for the fake ads. Mm-hmm. Not YouTube.
Yeah, you got to use old timey radio voice.
Yeah.
I don't have one, but good job.
You can do it. Just imagine you're at like a carnival in the 1800s and you're trying to sell somebody some new wares, you know, like, new come wares. Over here and say this.
The tear of.
Get in the tent.
Right. Gary doesn't have a fake ad.
You
pass
can do
to
it.
Taylor. He doesn't have the fake ad.
Do it. This isn't fun.
You must. We're like Sam I Am. Try it.
I don't think I really have one either.
That's okay. We appreciate you coming on the show anyway.
I could attempt the tier.
No, it's okay.
No,
it's okay.
Be positive because you didn't like it.
Yeah, no, don't.
But we don't want to force it if it's not there.
Okay, I'll give you a slight bump maybe and see if it stirs anything up. Is there a beloved business?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
In this area.
You got one?
Yes.
Okay.
You got
it? The River Deck is coming back this year.
Hey.
What's your tagline? What's your like thing that you would tell people about the River Deck this year?
If you've had a long day and need a cold drink, you go to the River Deck and you order a mojito.
Okay.
Hashtag.
There we go.
Ooh, hashtag.
Use promo code.
Life.
Life.
Nice.
There we go. Fake ad.
I was actually thinking about the River Deck myself. I'm very excited.
Solid choice, 10 out of 10.
Shout out Corey if he's still alive. I miss you.
Hashtag Corey.
Yes.
Promo code
RIP.
Corey.
Hashtag promo code. Hashtag promo code RIP.
Side story. Corey almost killed us in a boat one day.
Yeah. All right. How did this happen? Do you tell the side story? No? Don't tell the story?
And in his car too before that.
This is a heyday. This is 10 years ago. We've all grown as people, so no judgment.
Yeah. Okay.
He just said, "Want to go fishing?" We met him at the casino. Had like 7 drinks. We hopped in his Volvo that had no governor. That he told us right away. He's like, "Bro, this got no governor."
Governor.
Because most vehicles
UK have a
governor.
No, yeah.
They do.
They can't go over 105.
Oh, that fast. Okay.
I thought you meant like golf cart governor. Right. Like, it can't go over 25 or something.
No, it was a Volvo.
I just don't think a Volvo is going very fast.
Whatever. It didn't have it, so it could actually hit 140 miles per hour.
Oh, wow.
And we're drinking, and then we get to this little shithole lake.
I think it was Little Stone.
And he just thought it was funny to like swerve and like rock the boat. And they're like, "Are we fishing?" He's like, "No.
We were doing donuts in his little dinghy."
Yeah, in his little dinghy. Shout out. It was a great time. And then he drove us back home 140 miles per hour after we had 7 more drinks. And me and Gary were doing prayers in the back seat. We both rode in the back like an Uber. We're like,
Nothing illegal happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all good. Mm. Well, yeah, it's too fast to go.
Can I throw in a rapid fire segment?
Sure,
let's do it.
Responses have to be like brief.
I'm ready. Okay.
I can start it off here, but I'll announce the topic so you can think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Craziest or most like unusual experience you've had in like an Uber or Lyft, like unusual experience you've had with that ride.
Okay,
mine was just recently while I was out in Colorado. I was coming back from a friend's place and going to my hotel, and I got in with the guy, and it was a short ride, like less than 10 minutes. We're on the way. I just kind of out of courtesy said, "You know, how's your night going?" And he just was like, you could tell, amped up, like really like pumped, and was like, "Yeah, man, I don't know. It's been pretty crazy." And I was like, "Oh, like, okay." And like, what, you know, what's going on? And he's like, "Oh man, there's this crazy accident and this car was overturned and you know, there's a person in it. And I stopped because no one stops anymore. And I pulled him out of the car." And I was like, "That's crazy." I said, "What, like, when did this happen?" He goes, "Just now." Like immediately before picking me up, he had just rescued a person out of their vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
And he just came straight from that and to like pick me up. And
you requested a ride.
And I was just like, all of a sudden I got a little tense in the back seat. Cause I was like, this guy is like, you know, fight or flight instinct. Mm-hmm. Like he's just, and I, you know, so we talked a little bit more and I said something. I was like, "Dude, I was like, you're a hero. Like you might've saved this person's life." And he said, "Oh, no. And I said, you know, I said to him, I was like, I said, "Well, that's good karma. I said, you know, that's a good thing that you've done." And he laughs. He goes, "Good karma." He goes, "I'm Indian, man." You know, he's like, and so then we had this like little intellectual discussion. Cause I said, "Does karma really translate across into the Indian culture?" I said, "Does it mean what we think it means?" And he said, yeah, essentially that it's, if you do good things will come back to you and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I hope that guy, like he literally just, I mean, you know, I have no reason to believe he was making it up. Apparently, like rescued some person out of their overturned vehicle. Well, so that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right. What? Anyone else got?
No one's topping that. But
well, I don't. Thanks a lot.
Let me start you off with no hope of success.
I had an Uber driver that started to get racist, and I was like, "All right, I'm just gonna turn up the music, please." Like that's craziest Uber.
I think
story.
I've always. Do you guys sit in the front seat when you're in Uber or in the back seat? Front seat or back seat?
If there's seven people,
I just get right in the trunk.
I've sat in the front.
Really?
Yeah.
You sit in the front, Bo?
I've sat in the front.
Okay. All right. What's your question?
So I have a question.
All right. I may have an answer.
If you were an Uber driver and Aaron Rodgers got in the back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're back to Aaron. Okay.
Oh, you guys already started with Aaron?
We did. That's
would
okay.
Would you drive him to Denver?
What question would you ask him?
I would just ask him if he's staying in Green Bay because he hasn't addressed it yet. So I think I'd probably just ask him that.
You should just ask him to become a Minnesota Twin.
Minnesota Twin? He's switching to baseball?
Really? Yeah. He really wants
to. I've heard he's been compared to Michael Jordan, but I don't think he's going to switch all the way to baseball. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be an interesting situation. If Hayward ever gets an Uber, we'll see. I've always sat in the front seat. I haven't done too many Ubers.
Just so if you're solo,
I was in California,
you'll sit in the front seat instead of the back seat. Does that freak people out? I feel like if I was an Uber driver and it was a solo person, I sat in the front seat, it would freak me out. I'd be like, I'm about to get murdered.
Oh. No, I'd rather have him next to me than behind me.
Nobody's told me to
True.
Tell me your rationale. I'm just curious.
Because you can't see them behind you, really.
But you can't see him in your mirror.
Not as good as your side eye.
If they're gonna
right, but at least if they're gonna right
kill,
next
if
to
they're
you.
Gonna kill you, they're coming from behind.
And
with
I can fight someone off fair. To the side better than behind.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just easy going. I just like
Don't so in the front seat, like I'm getting an Uber driver from.
Wow.
What's your preferred position?
Well, the back seat now.
Also, because they'd be like, "Well, this is a one-star Uber pickup. Like, I'm not getting this guy. He's described how he would dismember his driver."
No, I think I've been in like four Ubers total.
Oh, really?
And
I thought you were gonna say I've committed four Uber crimes. Also, I like
a big crime, an Uber crime.
Maybe I don't know how to sync, but I like that your sync is trickle. Fire hose.
Sorry. I should have warned you on that.
It like shot up. I was like in the air. I was like, whoo, this got some pressure on it.
If you want
boy.
A cold drink fast, it works. But yeah.
We're talking
Uber drivers, but
we can move on from it. We don't need to.
Yeah. But I'm just saying like,
that's fine.
Might have all been pleasant.
A guy always asked me like about my sign kind of thing and got very philosophical. But other than that,
I'm just curious. It's always an interesting interaction. And it used to be taxi drivers, you know, that you'd always get a ride with. And I feel like taxi drivers generally do, you know, that's like their livings. But Uber drivers often, it's like a side hustle. Mm-hmm. They might do something completely different. So it's a different dynamic, I feel like.
Yeah.
And you're getting into people's personal vehicles, too.
Hayward needs an Uber.
We do. We need Ruber. Rural Uber.
Ooh, Ruber.
Is that a thing?
Ruber. It is a thing now.
It's
your ad?
Yeah. Fake ad.
Ruber. It's Uber. Rural.
There will be a lot of need for it, honestly, because everyone you drink here, like when I was in Denver, one of the nice things that we experienced.
Requires a person to be sober.
You can walk. You can take public transit. You could hop on a little scooter. There's all sorts of ways to like get home if you lived in the city.
And then here
it's like if you go to any bar anywhere, you're driving somewhere. You
can call Cindy's taxi.
And the neon pickle.
They just won't answer.
Right.
Shout out.
John.
No.
Marcus.
Marcus.
My boy Marcus.
Marcus will answer.
Marcus will.
Is that your fake ad?
No, it's a real ad. It's a
yeah,
real
you're Marcus. Fake ads for Marcus. Yeah. He's like.
We're paying the bills this episode.
What do we say? I don't
He'll
know.
Drive
Marcus
you
do?
Home when you're drunk.
Okay, Marcus.
That's real to the point.
Find a Marcus.
Like it. It's practical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get you home.
And his number is.
Yeah, let's put it out there. We'll put it in the comments.
Yeah. We'll put
show
it in
notes.
The show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had a pretty interesting show here. Covered a lot of things and stuff like that. But do we have any parting words as we go around the circle one last time?
I'll say one thing. Like the feeling. So we recently opened the Whistle Park back up to in person.
Real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, time.
And you shut up, Gary. You came down when we weren't open. You hung out outside.
Gary's fake ad is for Whistle Punk. About time.
You guys suck.
Whistle Punk been open full time. Oh, wait.
Secretly, we were the whole time. You just had to know the password.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think, and spending a little bit of time in Denver, going out to a few places as well, like having, you know, had like the full vaccination schedule and everything, there's like this mental like mindset. I think a lot of people are adjusting back to like socialization. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to like be a part of and to watch too. Just so my only thought, parting word of wisdom, I guess, is like use extra, like what James is saying, like use extra kindness, even not only with people who, if you're going out to like a restaurant or to a coffee shop or anything, because all those places, all the hospitality industry has been effing gutted hardcore over the last year. A lot of your favorite places are gone forever because they closed, because they couldn't sustain. And then the ones that did survive have had to make major changes and stuff. So things have been tough.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then your fellow people in line, like, just, I don't know, make an extra attempt to, if you're having a shitty day or your order didn't go right, to like just take an extra second that you don't get pissed or you try not to take it out on people around you.
Yeah.
Because there's just, you know, I think everyone's had a really long year. Mm-hmm. So like just a little extra sweetness, maybe even a little extra smile here and there for people and being kind.
Yeah.
Don't be a Karen.
Right.
Yeah. What's the new anti-Karen? Like what's the like the opposite of Karen, who's like almost like they come in too and you're chill. Like, yes, no, they come in and like instead of bitching about everything, they're just like, whatever. Perfect. It's cool. Here's a big tip. Like, what's the anti Karen? We should figure that out.
All right.
I think it's a James,
that's our homework.
Actually. I think it's like I was going to say the first person that popped in my mind is Nicole Nathan. So a Nicole.
Okay.
Her energy is just, so she just walks in like,
Like if something's not, if something's not what you want, like you went there for pork tacos and they happen to be out of pork, you're like, that's totally fine.
That's awesome.
I'll have fish tacos this time or something. Like rather than being like, oh, this sucks or whatever. It's just like.
Nicole.
All right. I'm done. Mic's off.
No, I like it. That's good.
Thanks for bearing with us on this endeavor. This was just a group hang podcast. Mm-hmm. This was a selfish one for the listeners. You know, it's probably not the cleanest, most like back and forth. Like, but you guys don't care. You guys don't even care.
Thanks
you
for riding with us.
Yeah, thanks for riding with us. So this is what you get. This is one for us.
Yeah.
We'll give you one for you next time. Like, whatever you want.
Probably not.
No,
no,
we're but never they, gonna give you what you want. That's the point,
right?
We're gonna rickroll you forever,
right? It's like I keep listening to see if it's gonna get better.
Keep getting rickrolled, bruh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Gary and Taylor, for coming on the show.
They were wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and show up at their wedding reception if you listen to this podcast.
Can you post the show notes, the address, and
golf course? You can arrive after 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
That's bold.
After the open bar is closed.
There's likely to be thousands of people now.
We'll be there.
Are we gonna be there?
Only our listeners from the UK are welcome.
What about Canada?
Wait, I think we got two Canadas. That'd be pretty awesome.
Enter promo code Gary and Taylor to get half off your airfare from England to Hayward. Straight from London direct flight to Hayward, Wisconsin.
When you get to Delta's terminal, you just tell them.
They'll know.
Spirit. Yeah.
You're flying Spirit. You're flying Spirit. There's no seat belts on this plane. There's no seats either. It's like a bus. There's just poles.
Stand.
Yep, the whole flight.
They are called Airbuses. So.
It's, my fake ads for Spirit Airlines. Fuck you.
You gonna die.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Do you want to leave your shithole or not? What do you got, $47? Fuck you. Take the flight.
Thanks
for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.